This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey, and it is time to sip and spin. That's where we spin selections from one record, and we sip one select beer. Today, I'm sharing one of my favorite albums with you. It's Lucinda Williams' Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. We're listening to the 2023 reissue, which came out on yellow vinyl, but the original album came out in 1998.
Sitting in the kitchen, the house of Macon, Loretta singing on the radio. Smell of coffee, eggs and bacon, car wheels on a gravel road.
Imagery in this album is so powerful, especially this song. You can see exactly what she is singing about. And in some cases, you can smell the scent and you can feel the emotions.
Can't find a damn thing in this place. Nothing's where I left it before. Set of keys and a dusty suitcase.
We're listening to the title cut from Lucinda Williams' album, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, originally released in 1998. This album won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album, and it was also her breakthrough record. She had produced a bunch of albums beforehand, but this one was the one that got her noticed. There are so many great songs on this album. We're listening to one called Too Cool to Be Forgotten. Since we're spending time with Lucinda Williams, why not go down to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and try a beer from that neck of the woods? Crying Eagle Brewing Company is based in Lake Charles. What's on tap today is Don't Blush. It's a fruited sour with raspberry and passion fruit coming in at 5%. Now, the body of this beer has a light copper color to it, and the head has the prettiest slight pink color as well. When you give it a sniff, you'll get a bit of a sour smell, and some of the raspberry comes through, and also there's a bready scent to it. When you give it a sip, you'll get mostly that raspberry flavor. The passion fruit's there, but not overtly like the raspberry. And the thing that's interesting about this sour is it's there. The sour is there, but the fruit kind of takes the edge off of the sourness. So if you're not a huge fan of a sour beer, this might be the one for you.
He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's old. But I can't let go.
Crying Eagle Brewing Company was born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, just like Lucinda Williams. In 2020, Williams had a stroke. She can't play the guitar anymore, but she still manages to record music and perform live. That's pretty phenomenal. To find out more about Flight Club, visit our website at wlvr.org/flightclub.
A lie went off and left me. It just ain't right. Well, it's over. I know it, but.